From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal criminal charges have been filed against Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the Nigerian man accused of trying to trigger an explosion aboard a Northwest Airlines jet bound for Detroit yesterday. He was arraigned at the University of Michigan Hospital today, where he's being treated for burns he suffered in the failed attack. Abdulmutallab reportedly was brought to the attention of U.S. authorities several weeks ago by his father, but his name had not yet made it onto the government's no-fly list. More from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
The suspect on Northwest Flight 253 tried to ignite some sort of device as the plane circled to land above Detroit. Passengers said there was a popping noise, and then smoke and flames. Flight attendants put out the flames with the fire extinguisher. Officials are trying to determine if he has any terrorist ties. They tell NPR that he claimed to have been sent by Al-Qaeda to blow up the plane, but they aren't sure those claims are true. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Tighter security measures have been implemented at the nation's airports and by a number of airlines following the failed bomb attack. American Airlines says it will be screening carry-on items again at the gate before boarding. Air Canada is barring passengers from accessing carry-on bags or having any item on their laps during the last hour of a flight. Air travel expert Terry Tripler says passengers can help with the process.
Let's do whatever we can to get through that checkpoint as quickly as possible. If it means checking all your bags except the personal item like a handbag or a laptop, then do so.
Tripler says travelers should also refrain from carrying any liquids or gels in carry-ons, even the small sizes currently permitted. Travelers in the Midwest experienced flight delays and cancellations today, not because of security, but because of the snow that has been blitzing parts of that region. Greg Cunningham is a spokesman for Chicago's Department of Aviation.
Our snow removal teams are out and doing the best they can to keep up with the snow that's coming down, but it looks like through the remainder of the day we will be seeing delays at both airports in Chicago.
Cunningham says hundreds of flights at Chicago's busy O'Hare Airport were canceled or delayed today. Israeli soldiers killed a total of 6 Palestinians in 2 separate incidents this morning in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
In a pre-dawn raid in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli soldiers opened fire on a house, killing 3 men from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Israeli officials said the men were responsible for a shooting attack that killed an Israeli settler Thursday. Later, an Israeli airstrike on Gaza killed 3 additional Palestinian men that Israel said were trying to infiltrate the border. Hamas officials denied the claim and said the men had been collecting scrap metal. Palestinian President Salam Fayyad accused Israel of purposefully trying to escalate violence. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
5 years ago today, a powerful tsunami swept across Asia. There were observances today to remember the more than 200,000 people who were killed in the tragedy. This is NPR News from Washington. A suspected U.S. missile strike has killed 3 people and wounded 2 others in a tribal region of northwestern Pakistan near the Afghan border. The area targeted is a base for militants battling U.S. and NATO forces. In Afghanistan, the New York Times reports branches of the U.S. military's special operations forces have stepped up their counterterrorism missions against some of that country's most dangerous groups. Divers have expanded their search in the waters off Manila for 2 dozen people missing since a crash of a ferry boat in a fishing vessel. Dwali Saikautau has more.
Since Thursday, search and rescue teams have been combing Manila Bay in hopes of finding a sunken ferry and its 24 missing passengers. The 79-ton ship collided with a fishing vessel 2 days ago in relatively calm waters and clear skies. Today, the Philippine Coast Guard began to use deep-sea equipment to help look for any sign of the wreckage or possible survivors. Government ships and aircrafts are now assisting with weekend rescue operations. A spokesman for the Coast Guard said the ferry has yet to be located. The cause of the crash is still under investigation, but officials say preliminary reports suggest the accident may have been caused by human error. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
A string of attacks against Shiite pilgrims has killed 5 people in eastern Baghdad. The attacks are the latest targeting worshippers during a time of solemn religious observance. Dozens of Shiites have been killed this week and more than 100 wounded. Police say today's attacks began with a bombing near a tent offering food and drinks to Shiite pilgrims. Hours later, a bomb exploded near a line of minibuses carrying pilgrims to the holy city of Karbala. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.